B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Oh, it's time for What's Brewing. That's right. What's Brewing with Tom? What's Drinking with Tom? What are we doing today?
What about What's Trending?
Is what's that cool? Trending with Tom? A little mild. Yeah. Anyway, Jen not here, so
not that creative.
Tom Alford is doing the What's Brewing with Jen segment, brought to you by Dunkin'. It's always game on with Dunkin'. Rewards members pick your day, score free medium hot coffee one time per week, valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions do apply. All right, Tom, what do we have today?
Yes, so it is opening day in baseball, not for the Phillies, but for the Major League Baseball. Today is opening day. Not only is it opening day, today is the anniversary of three of the greatest baseball movies ever all being released. That's April 7th, obviously, today. 1976, The Bad News Bears original was premiered on this day. 1989, the original Major League premiered on this day. And 1993, The Sandlot premiered on this day. All of them. This is, and according to an article from Yahoo Entertainment, they are, The Sandlot is the 18th highest grossing baseball movie ever. Major League is 10th. And Bad News Bears original was unranked. What is the best movie of those three? And what is the best baseball movie of all time?
Hey, you know, I don't get the Sandlot thing. I know everybody's crazy about the Sandlot. It's Sandlot, Sandlot, Sandlot. That's not in my wheelhouse. What's the best baseball movie? It's not even a question. It's The Natural. Come on.
No, the best baseball movie ever is Rookie of the Year. And of those three, it's Sandlot, Major League, and then Bad News Bears. But the best one ever is Rookie of the Year.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's an awesome movie. I love that movie.
You're hating on Sandlot, Mike. That's my favorite. Oh, yeah. Sandlot?
Roy Hobbs smashes a home run into the light tower, sparking the whole stadium with the music playing in the background, and you ignore it as the best baseball movie of all time.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez ran away from Hercules. Yeah, I don't know if he's better than that.
And Benny the Jet also stole home in a playoff game with his best childhood friend calling the game. Are you kidding me?
On the back nine of his career, too. He's not some rookie.
That's what I'm saying. These guys had a Hall of Fame level career. He steals home in the playoffs with his best friend calling the game.
You guys are in a flimsy fantasy.
Wow.
Roy Hobbs was real.
Roy Hobbs was real.
Benny the Jet was real to me, Mike.
Dodger star, Benny the Jet.
Rookie of the Year. Are you serious with that?
Rookie of the Year.
Come on, man.
All of a sudden, he can pitch in the majors.
That's,
he's a kid.
That's silly.
The manager's trying to mess with his mom. Like, this is wild stuff.
Trying to mess with his mom.
He was trying to mess with his mom.
Come on, man.
That's my movie.
What's the second story?
Second one. So, Vanessa Hudgens, you may know her from the critically acclaimed High School Musical and High School Musical 2. Uh-huh. She says that she can talk to ghosts. Quote, I see things and I hear things. Apparently, in an interview with Kelly Clarkson, she opened up about her sixth sense, revealing that she's had a lot of experiences with ghosts and spirits throughout her life. She continued, I kind of shut it down for a while because it's scary. The unknown is scary. But recently I was like, no, this is a gift and something that I have the ability to do. So I'm going to lean into it. Do you believe her? And are ghosts real?
No.
No for both?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe ghosts are real. I don't believe she can talk to them.
I'm on the record. I don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah,
I've never encountered a ghost. I've never seen one. I don't think anybody else has seen one. I think it's their mind that sees it.
I can't talk to one, but I believe it's real.
You can't use the no one's seen one thing as a reason not to believe. If that's the case, there's no religion. Because none of us have seen God. So if we believe, it's just a belief.
All right. That's a fair point. I just, you know, the ghost thing, I never...
After this, we'll have some news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Some news?
Yeah, some Phillies news. I won't be happy.
Phillies news?
Yeah, after.
Go ahead, Tom.
Sure. And the last one, this is according to Travel and Leisure. We should have our thermostat set to 82 degrees every single night. In the middle of a sweltering summer, you can bet that pretty much everyone has their air conditioners running as cool as possible. However, according to Consumer Reports, most of us are probably running our air conditioners at the wrong temperature, which wastes energy. It should be set at 82 degrees when you're sleeping, 85 degrees when you leave the house in the summer.
Are you kidding me?
Nah.
Burning up my house like that? I need to have the air on. 85 and 82.
Why would you want to be uncomfortable in your own home?
You work too hard.
I could live without air conditioning.
I don't know how people did.
I keep my house cold now, man. I keep it, like, bitter cold.
It's 90 outside. You walk into an 82-degree house.
Yeah, I mean, I can't sleep unless it's cold.
That's how I am, too.
I got Mediterranean blood. Yes, it boils at night.
They say it's good for everybody to sleep when it's colder.
Yeah.
Because you're less likely to wake up, they say.
Really? So
the fan on every night?
Yeah, they say you're supposed like doctors say.
I get the ceiling fan going. I got, like, 67 is what I keep it.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Well, nice job, Tom.
And that's what's trending,
There you go, Tom. Thank you. Brought to us by Dunkin'. Always game on with Dunkin'. Rewards members, pick your day to score free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.